Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We got a very exciting call planned for you guys tonight. A lot of very, very important information for you guys that you're going to be hearing later in the call. A lot of information regarding the upcoming event in Dallas. So you want to stay tuned for all that information. But, you know, guys, the month is rapidly coming to an end for us. So you guys really need to bear down like you've never bared down before to make the commitment to make sure you guys get your players club points. And if you guys are shooting for that ED qualification, to get those in. So we want to have as many more success team associates at that executive director banquet in Dallas as we can. And also, you know, just close the month out as strong as possible so that you guys can get as many people as humanly possible committed to coming to the Dallas event. It's going to be a phenomenal event, unlike anything we've ever seen in the 40-year history of Prepaid Legal. But I'm just flat-out excited, so I'm going to quit talking. I'm going to go straight on out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy, and I tell you, I am excited about this call tonight. But I want to say one thing before I even introduce our guest speaker. If you miss this convention, ladies and gentlemen, 10, 20 years now, you're going to be kicking yourself in the rear because you wasn't at it. You're going to say, why didn't I listen? Why wasn't I there? And it'll be too late. Won't be too late to still do Prepaid. Be too late to get in on the wave. The wave's coming in. It's a big wave. Let's get on it and ride it for everything we got. Going to be great, great, great things introduced there. And let's be one of the top ones to be there. Get everything we can. Soak it up till we can wring it out of us like sweat. Let's just go out there and get it and get it done. You know, Jeremy, this next lady is one of my favorites. I hate to sit there on the phone. No, I really don't. But seem like I go to her a lot. I pester her a lot, and I ought to be ashamed of that, but her and Kathy Pinson has helped me so many, many times. But the neat part about it is she's been with the company since 1980, started when she's, I think, 11 years old. She's filled a lot of positions with the company. She's been manager of accounting. She's been a financial analyst. She's right now, she's recently working with their new CEO, Rip Mason, and President Alan Fernley. But she has so many other things that it would be almost impossible to put them on the call. She's devoted to Prepaid. That's the reason she's been there for 31 years. And tonight she's going to talk to us about your income potential, writing your business, and protecting your future. And, you know, protecting our future, protecting our organization, getting that great business in there. Listen, we've got to keep telling the story like it is. We've got to tell it right. We can't oversell it to people. We need to undersell it and let the people overperform. It's going to work for us. And, you know, if you want to get that retirement, if you want to get that residual income, sell the memberships and sell it right. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce you tonight, Ms. Melanie Lawson.
Thank you so much, Ken, and thank you, Jeremy, also. And I have to first tell you all how lucky that I feel like you all are to be the part of a team that, you know, is definitely one of the strongest vertebrae in the backbone of this company. I know that you all realize nothing stops Ken Moore, and when Ken Moore puts his mind to something, he's kind of like a bird dog. You know, a bird dog. My dad used to always train bird dogs, and I can remember him. You know, all they have to do is get a scent, and then you can't stop a bird dog. And, Ken, hopefully you'll find humor in that I compare you to one of my dad's bird dogs. But, you know, they're very strong-willed. They're full of perseverance. And, you know, that's how I see you, Ken, that, you know, you're someone that when you put your mind to something, you make sure it can happen. And, you know, the most important part of Ken, and what I want all of you all to realize, that the reason Ken's so successful with the company is because he made up his mind to be successful. You know, he had that bird dog personality, and there was absolutely nothing that was going to keep him from following that path and creating his own success. And it's really important that each of you on this call realize you have that exact same potential. Ken, wouldn't you say that everybody on this call has the ability to duplicate your success if they're willing to put their head down and work for it just as hard as you did?
Actually, Melanie, I think they have more of the opportunity if they'll do that. And my dad had a saying, you know, like I was a kid, I got in scraps at school, and he said, son, let me tell you something. You are never whipped unless you believe you are. And if you believe you are, there's no use getting in the fight because it's already over. So I'd say to these associates tonight, if you believe you can succeed and you go out and do what it is, stay faithful to the company, tell it like it is, and put your work plan together, there's no way you can't be more successful than I have ever been. And thank you for that bird dog, Bill. I have been accused of barking and growling a lot, but I've never been called a bird dog. But that sounds pretty good to me. I like it.
Ken, I think it's a compliment. Keep in
mind. I do, too. I take it that way.
Two very important men in my life. The first one
thank you,
was
Melanie.
My dad, and the second one was Mr. Stonecipher. And, you know, and now, Ken, you know, when I think about those two gentlemen, I think about you, too, because I like to be around people that are strong, you know, and that won't let anything push them down. And if you look at every person who's been successful, you'll find that's one of their strengths is that they don't allow anything to deter them. And, you know, with your success with Prepaid Legal, I mean, you know, it begs a question. And that question that I pose to everybody on this call tonight, and that's whose responsibility is your success? You know, we can always find excuses, and we can always make up reasons that we aren't able to achieve what we feel like we have the ability to achieve. But at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own success. And Prepaid is the vehicle for you to create your today income as well as your tomorrow income. And that's the beauty of the compensation plan that we have in place, that we've continued to increase rather than decrease over the years. And keep in mind, while that compensation plan is one of the most generous in network marketing, your company still is extremely financially stable. There are going to be network opportunities day in and day out. That's just a given. And that's because network marketing is a beautiful vehicle to sell a product. But keep in mind, all of those other network marketing companies, there's two things to differentiate them from us. Number one is they're typically selling a product that can be bought anywhere. It's coffee. It's vitamins. It's diet pills. It's lotions. It's spa treatments. You know, whatever it may be, keep in mind, those things can be purchased anywhere, at Walmart. But the difference between those network marketing companies and our network marketing company is that we sell a service. We sell a service that has a value proposition like nothing else. We basically give people access to attorneys at a discounted rate, whereas all those other network marketing companies basically take a product and they mark it up and they ask you to sell those to your friends. That's what makes us uniquely different, is we actually discount the cost and ask you to sell a service to your friends in which they actually need, in which they can't buy from anybody other than yourself. And the second thing that makes us uniquely different from other network marketing companies is the fact that we don't ask you to continue to sell that same product over and over to the same people in order for you to continue to make money. Our compensation plan is made to benefit you, that when you place that product in a consumer's hand, as long as that consumer continues to pay for that product, we continue to pay you. And that's the fact that our compensation plan carries residual income. So if someone ever tries to approach you and tell you that they have a network marketing company that is better than Prepaid Legal Services, those are the two points that you need to quickly make back to them. Explain to them why you're 100% sold on Prepaid Legal Services, and you know why you're going to have success with our company. The product is just a highly discounted product that gives people the ability to have the legal system on their side. But what you need to do is make sure that you are sold yourself on the product. And, you know, Ken, some of the easiest ways for you to sell yourself on the product is to use the product. You know, don't ever try to sell something you don't use. You need to have a relationship with your provider attorney. You need to have your own will prepared. You need to utilize your upline. Ask them questions. Try to mirror their actions. For I can tell you that if you were to sit down and ask Jeremy why he is successful with prepaid legal services, I bet he'll say from the very beginning he mirrored all of the sales practices that Ken had, and then he was able to create the success that he and Stephanie have today. And one of the largest contributors to first-year commission that actually sticks in your pocket and the highest residual income that you can possibly have is to have high retention rates with the memberships that you sell. Because keep in mind, business that saves is business that pays with prepaid legal services. And as long as that member continues to pay the company, we are going to continue to pay you. Retention basically determines the commission income to you, the sales associate, which includes both the residual income as well as your first-year commission. I'm sorry, excuse me, I've been fighting a little bit of a cold. As I study the retention aspects of membership that are written, there are five key points that I repeat over and over and over. The first being, always sell the membership in person. Do not purchase membership leads. Those are typically an immediate fix to an immediate need. The consumer must understand the value of this product. They have to understand that this is a life events legal service product, and they have to treat it much like they treat their medical insurance and their life and their automobile insurance, and the fact that they want to maintain this membership forever, basically. They want to think about it as something that they want to maintain month over month, year over year. It's not something that they want to buy to take care of immediate legal needs and then cancel. We always encourage the preparation of will. We always encourage utilization. You also need to look at your member and try to determine how much extra income they have to pay for this service product. Never sell the member too much product, but rather the product that fits their needs and their income level. Have examples of everyday use for the product. Once again, you must promote utilization. It's extremely important that you do so. And one of the final points, Ken, which is something that really became apparent probably in the last 5 to 7 years, and that's that some of the highest retention rates for our memberships are those that are on the payment form of bank drafts. And that's because you usually don't change your relationship with the bank, but when paying with a credit card companies are very competitive, and people are more likely to change credit card companies than they are their banks. So if you have an opportunity to sign up a member and ask to have them utilize their bank account, you should always do so. A quote I wanted to share tonight with everybody, Ken, was that Abraham Lincoln said, "Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other." And I think that's really important that you realize that we have the business model, we have the compensation plan, and we have the product that will give you the ability to succeed. Ken, I think that probably, 5, 7 years ago, I'm not sure exactly when did you earn out your debit balance?
Ooh, it's been so many years ago. It's been several years, probably 10 years at least.
10 years ago? Well,
at least that long.
Yeah, and I don't really want to get into the dynamics of debit balance and everything because sometimes it's a little bit confusing, but I want the audience to realize for everybody on this call is that your debit balance just merely represents commissions that you've been advanced that you've not yet earned. So when you get to the place like Ken has where your advances are actually less than your earnings because you have such a big block of seasoned memberships, then you get to the point where you stop thinking about chargebacks and you stop thinking about, you know, advances. What you start focusing on is building a team that has a volume of memberships that you know you're going to be paid for years to come, that Randy's going to be paid for years to come, and Jeremy's going to be paid for years to come. And once again, that's the value of this relationship that you have with prepaid legal services in the fact that Those memberships continue to pay you commissions even after your commission advance is earned. And I can tell you that is very unique to any other network marketing company. For a fact, for every dollar of commission advance that you receive today, the company puts 36 cents in a retirement account on your behalf. Now, I want to make sure that everybody's very clear about what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that Ken Moore had to go out and take 36 cents of every dollar of commission advance that the company gave him and put it in a savings account. What I'm saying is that for every dollar of commission advance that Ken Moore received, as long as he maintained company average persistency, he knew that he was going to receive an additional 36 cents on every dollar. So while Ken was out there working hard, building this block of business, building a team that writes company average retention or higher, I can tell you we always use Ken as an example, he knew that he could continue to spend those dollars that he brought in because there was going to be residual income coming his way on that block of business. It's almost a mindless concept, and the fact of the matter that you don't have to necessarily think about the fact that you're building your retirement as you're building your block of business. And once again, I think that's a very unique part of prepaid legal services. As long as you're out there building your business, selling quality business, focusing on the value of the product, making sure that your members understand the value of the product, that you help them create a relationship with the provider attorney, I think that you protect yourself and your family from any kind of future cash restrictions that a lot of people have when they have what we might call a typical job. Now, while I have a typical job, I want everybody to realize that I think my job is far from typical because for the last 31 years, Ken, I have had the ability to sit side by side with Harlan Stonecipher and watch him create this masterpiece. A masterpiece that when he decided he was ready to retire, there were 10 investment firms that readily approached the company and wanted to buy this company. And when it came right down to it, it was a bidding war to find out which one of them was going to pay the highest price possible to buy this company. And if nothing else, Ken, I feel like that solidifies to everybody on this call the power of the company that Mr. Stonecipher built and the power that we hold in our hands for the future tomorrow. So with that, Ken, I want to turn the call back over to you.
You know, Melody, one of the greatest compliments I've ever been given is just a month or so back, Harlan sent out and wrote me a nice little letter and saying had appreciated working with me all these years, and that, and then he made a statement. He said, "You know, Ken, a man has very few real friends in life, but I consider you one of mine." And that, to my heart, that meant so much coming from Harlan Stonecipher. You worked with him all these years. You know, he doesn't say things lightly. He's very, you know how he is. Better, I can't say it how he is, but he's when he says something, he really means it. And for Harlan to say something like it to me just thrilled me to death. But you talk about people being zeroed out, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of people on this call, Mel. I won't name all them, but there's Harold Pinson, there's Jeremy Moore, there's Dater Peterson, Linda Bowden. All those people have zeroed out. They have no debit balance. They're drawing the residual incomes. And you can ask any one of them how sweet it is, how sweet it is. Melly, I do appreciate you so very, very much. And thank you for being on the call. It's such great information. You always help the team, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Melly.
Thank you, and a good night to everybody.
Good night to you, Melly. God bless. Jeremy? I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the next speaker tonight, and I'd really appreciate Melly. That was just great information there. Is Kimbrell on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Right, Lisa. Lisa, I want to introduce you. I don't know how to give you a proper introduction because you're such a great lady. I just know you're a great Christian lady. You're great upstanding. You're a platinum executive director. Been in the business, I forget how many years. To tell you the truth, I'm embarrassed to say you've been with us a long time. You're a team player, and I'm glad to have you on our team, and I appreciate you saying a few words about the breakout tonight.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, I just wanted to thank Melanie for sharing what she shared. What I love about our service, you know, the bottom line is you get around the cause, you know, what we really do for people. You know, she was comparing us, we're not like any other product. And I just love, like, I would market this membership whether or not I got paid, and I love that. What I wanted to share about the breakout, though, this is, you know, this, again, we're going to kind of do a recap at the event. I realize we're almost sold out, but you know what? We're going to make some room for more people because we really want everybody to be there. This is such an awesome opportunity with working with MidOcean and the new changes, and it's all exciting. We've been waiting for this. But we were hoping to get everybody there. We're going to start out, I'm pretty sure it's 9 to 1 at the Embassy Suites at the Market Center. And the event's 9 to 1. We are looking at doing some walk-ins because we know that we're getting close to being sold out. Like I said, the website was even kind of down for a little bit. So, you know, we will be able to walk into the event. We are going to recognize the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 because it's a significant day, and we'll have a little PowerPoint kind of in remembrance of all that, and then just, you know, all the Moores will be sharing. Kenneth Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore will all be there, and several other ringers. It's going to be very powerful, and I'm just very, I'm looking forward to it. There's nothing like recapping with our team, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the Moore Success Team. You heard that from Melanie and what Mr. Stonecipher has said about working with Mr. Moore, and that's our leader. We are so blessed, and I'm looking forward to the event. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore.
No, thank you, Lisa. I just appreciate everything you do. I thank you for jumping in here. You're always a great worker, and we appreciate you, and we thank you very much. You're right. This is not potions and lotions. This is prepaid legal. It's a great product. Can't get it anyplace else. Thank you, Lisa.
Amen. Thank you.
And now then, I'll jump right into Mr. Jeff Hughes. You know, if you know Jeff, he's one of the most powerful trainers there is in America today. He's a great team player. He's a head of the Hughes team. He's built thousands and thousands of associates, thousands and thousands of membership. His wife, Cindy, is just one of the greatest ladies you'll ever want to meet in your whole life. Has a wonderful family. I know he has a son coming in off the mission field that he's really proud of, and I'm proud of him for it. He's a good friend, and I could go on and on, but Jeff has his own story and everything, but I think Jeff wants to say a few words. Jeff, thank you so much, and anything you do for us, we appreciate.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. As always, great call. Never ceases to amaze me how you guys put these calls together week after week, and I just thought tonight was excellent. And you know, that's those things that Melanie talked about. Those are unique to our company. There's not another company that has those things, and that's one of the things that attracted me to Prepaid Legal. You asked me to do a little bit of training tonight, and I'm going to honor that request. I was talking to an associate the other day, and they said they were having a hard time closing membership sales. They said, I feel like I do a good job presenting, but people don't sign up. And so we kind of talked about how she was doing it, and I said, well, here's what I do. I said, first off, when I start off with doing a presentation, I said, I do it from the point of view that, of course, they're going to buy the membership. Why would they not? So I think the posture that you have going in is important. You know, you're not asking them a favor, or you're not pushing something on them that's, you know, not a good value or not something that they don't need. You know, one of those things like Nellie was talking about some of these other network marketing companies. You know, if it was a $60 bottle of vitamins, you might have to feel a little uncomfortable talking to your friends and family about it. But Prepaid Legal, the member wins more than anybody. So it's just that idea when you go into it, of course they're going to buy it. It's a great deal for them. And then kind of my thought or my motto or my process that I use is I close early and I close often. So I don't wait for the very end to ask the member to sign up. I'm talking about it all the way through. And that's one thing I learned from Kyle Cabrell and from Linda Bowden is, you know, lots of assumptive closes as you go through, lots of questions. So you're asking people all the way through questions about their life and what did you do about it. You know, have you ever received a speeding ticket? You know, have you ever treated unfairly? And so you're asking lots of questions, and then when they say, yeah, I've been treated unfairly, you can say, well, how would it feel knowing that you have an attorney, your family's law firm, on retainer, in your phone, you can pick up your phone, you can dial that law firm, you can get advice and counsel, and you can, you know, get justice. So you kind of put them in the driver's seat, start having them imagine what it would be like to have access to justice through a prepaid legal membership. And what I find is if I do that all the way through, by the time I get to the end, it's real easy to ask the golden question and to get them to go ahead and make the decision to buy prepaid legal that day. And so here's what I consider the golden question, especially if you're talking to a husband and wife. It's easy sale, easy close. Look at the spouse, look at the wife, I mean, if they're both there, and ask her, when's the last time y'all updated your will? And what you'll find out is that almost everybody you know that knows you, that you love, that loves you, doesn't have a will. And, you know, they'll say, well, we don't have a will, or it's out of date. And my response is, don't feel bad. Nobody's got a will. Everybody I talk to knows they need one, but it's expensive, and most of us don't have, you know, attorneys ready to go. Get prepaid legal. Let that be the thing that you use, the very first thing that you use your membership for. Is go ahead and get your estate plan done, you know, for member and spouse, and they'll do a living will and a power of attorney, health care directive. There's a full estate plan for member and spouse. That pays for many years of your membership before you start using it on things like traffic tickets or consultation. You know, Melanie talked about not selling it to what we call 911 or people that are in desperate legal situations. The problem I have, and I did that years ago, what I found out is that people, it's real easy to sell somebody who's in a desperate legal situation a prepaid legal membership because they think that for $17 or $26 a month, we're going to fix their problem. And then when they buy the membership, they find out, oftentimes, their problem that they're having is not covered for free or under the provided part of the membership where you don't have to come out of pocket. You know, you end up having to pay deductible. I mean, pay a discount or whatever. And so here's what I learned is that people who buy it when they're desperate need a legal help, they either use it and installs it and they cancel it. Or they use it and it doesn't solve it and they cancel it. But basically, they cancel it. And so go to people in your life, just your warm market, your friends and family. I mean, that's just people that you know, that know you, who already have insurance. I mean, they're paying for life insurance and health insurance and homeowners insurance. They have insurance in their life. Those are the people that become really good customers for prepaid legal. They understand the idea of putting a little money aside in case they have an emergency. And what you'll find is those people buy prepaid legal because they see a need for it rather than because they have a need for it. Now, we all need to get their wills done, but I'm talking about, you know, serious or stressful, expensive legal situations, you know, hanging over their head. You know, people don't buy car insurance because their car is wrecked. They buy car insurance in case their car gets wrecked. And that's the way we want people to buy prepaid legal. You know, if you present it right, and you know, Mark Brown always taught us under promise and let prepaid over deliver. You don't have to overstate what the membership does. And generally, as you're talking with your friends, you'll determine a couple of areas in their life where they could use the membership right now. And once you've identified that, if they say, oh my gosh, you know, my kid gets speeding tickets. We've had three this year. That's a good place to stop and go ahead and close the sale. I mean, if they say they've got a kid that speeds, you can say, oh, my gosh, you've got to have this. It's hard to cost anything compared to what your insurance on your car is going to go through or go to. So I guess the idea is, you know, make a list of people in your warm market, your friends and family. Go ahead and set appointments when you go in there to talk to them about the membership. Find out what's going on in their life, ask them lots of questions, and then put them in the driver's seat of the membership. Make them understand or help them understand what it would be like, what it would feel like to have access to justice, access to counsel, you know, a phone call away. And what you'll find out is you'll get people that will go ahead and make the decision for the membership, right? And if you know, in your questionings, you find out they don't have a will, now, just let them know, my goodness, there's no risk involved at all for you, because if you guys just get your will done, paid for several years of your membership before you start using it, on anything else. So if you guys will try that, I think you'll find that your sales will go up, and you'll have sold them the correct way, which means that they'll stay on the books, and memberships that stay are memberships that pay. So, Mr. Moore, I give it back to you. Moores?
Hey, Jeff, this is Jeremy. I don't know. Papa might have got himself muted out.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give it back to you, Jeremy.
Well, Jeff, were you and Cindy, were you guys going to be the point people on the T-shirts and the thundersticks and bracelets and stuff from when we were out in Dallas?
Yeah, we are, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Everybody that's going to convention, one of the things that the company is really pushing this year is team identity. And so, of course, the More Success team, one of the largest, oldest, most prestigious teams, and prepaid legal has the best persistency and top producers in almost every state are on the More Success team. So we got shouting right. So we're going to have T-shirts. We're going to have thunder sticks. We're going to have wristbands. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Cindy and I will be in charge of distributing those out to the team. So we'll be staying in the host hotel. We're going to get a team of people together to make sure we'll have those. If you haven't yet purchased your thunder sticks, Jeremy, can you still buy them now, or do they need to buy them at the event?
I believe that they'll have to get them there.
I think they're already ordered at this point.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Moore, your papa is paying for half the cost. He's underwriting half the cost. Most of the other teams in prepaid, they're paying full retail price. The More Success team is going to be half price. So it's very affordable. You'll have all this for team identity, and it's fun because then you see your More Success team people, and then you got friends already built in when you go to convention. So we'll take care of that.
So basically what they need to do, Jeff, is when they check in at the convention on Thursday during the day, we'll have a little area set up that they can come and get their T-shirts and thundersticks and everything for Friday morning. Is that correct?
Yep. It'll be at the host hotel where you do your registration. We'll have
all right. Well, thank you guys very much for all that you intend to do. You're true team players, and do a phenomenal job, not only for our team, but for the entire prepaid legal. And we really appreciate you guys.
Well, we love being on the team.
All right. Paul, did you get back on the line?
I was just talking my head off, and I had myself on mute. I never do learn, I guess. But I'm not too old. I'm still trying. Jeff, great job, my friend. Great job. One thing to say about Jeff Hughes, he always steps up and swings at the ball. I appreciate you, Jeff, and your wife, Cindy. I appreciate everybody who's on the call tonight, just the ones that are listening, the ones that presented. I thought Lisa did a good job, and boy, Melanie tore him up. Jeff did some great tips there, and we're going to be having more tips all along. We're going to move from the mode we're in to some more training and everything. We appreciate every one of you. Remember, get registered for the convention. If you don't have your ticket, you sell three and recruit one, and you've got it, or sell five, you got a free ticket going there. It's a great incentive program, and we appreciate every one of you. So I guess now we'll just say God bless you. Keep putting family first. I mean, God first, family second, and prepaid third. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.